Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse on this interesting morning. If you're indoors, it feels muggy. As soon as you go outside, the northwesterlies at 6 miles an hour are blowing, so cooling things off just a bit. Not much of a wind, though, just 6 miles an hour for now. Sunny, scattered showers, mainly windward, and Mauka. This light wind will turn into breezier conditions later today, so be prepared. Get the sunscreen on you. Tiffany Joe is back on the LPGA after that shocking melanoma scare she had, and she is fourth right now on the leaderboard. So we're really looking at Tiffany Joe coming on strong, a swing change as well. Really exciting. She's one of the funniest, most exciting players on the LPGA. Whole lot of personality, to put it mildly. Our guests this morning, Adam Shupak, Dana Iannelli, Cara La Rocca Albertini, Diana DeLucia, Keith Hirschland, all joining us in the clubhouse. We're going to come back with Adam Shupak, U.S. correspondent for the Irish Examiner. Yes, indeed, we're going to be talking about, this is one of my favorite times of the year, when golf is played in the U.K. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, stop the presses. The 148th Open will have a three-hole playoff at the Open. And if it happens, it'll be the first of its kind. And they'll use the 1st, the 13th, and the 18th. Really? All of a sudden, that tweet disappeared. And then it came back again. So it looks like there's going to be, for the first time, if it happens, a three-hole playoff at the Open, of course, at Royal Portrush. But we're talking about the Irish Open at La Hinch, and what a golf course it is. Adam Shupak, golf writer, U.S. correspondent for the Irish Examiner, Northern California Golf Association publication editor, and author of Dean Beaman Golf's Driving Force, is in the clubhouse with us. Welcome in, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent, thank you. It's a marvelous day in Hawaii. You probably heard the forecast. La Hinch, what an amazing golf course. County Clare, Munster, Ireland. And what's interesting about this, a bunch of guys got together in 1892 under Alexander Shaw, who then invited old Tom Morris to help design a new links course. That was 1894. And then everybody sees on the website, 1926, indeed, that's when Alistair McKenzie created what we see now as La Hinch, except Martin Hawtrey was in there as well. Can you keep up? This is a wonderful golf course, and it's in the middle of a town. You can actually be on the golf course, go to the town, come back to the course. So it's like, it's an open-air fair with a major event happening. It's the Irish Open. Adam, you were writing about how Rory McIlroy kind of elevated this event out of oblivion and brought it back to the stature that it has today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, the Irish Open had a tremendous history, so many great Irish players, and it was a tournament that Nick Faldo and Seve and all the great European players, even Ben Crenshaw, won the tournament back in the day. And it kind of had some struggles losing its title sponsor and really was on the verge of, you know, if things didn't work out, falling off the European Tour schedule or dropping to a, you know, kind of like a secondary event because the purse would have dropped so significantly without the sponsor, title sponsor. And Rory McIlroy is the guy who stepped in, decided he wanted to kind of put some effort into this event and became the tournament host from 2015 through last year. And this year he passed the baton over to Paul McGinley, fellow Irishman. And this year Rory decided, because of the Irish, because of the Open Championship being held at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, that it didn't fit his schedule and how he wanted to prep. So he is not playing this week. It's a bit of a disappointment for the people near there in County Clare to not get to see him. But I think a lot of them probably will. I think the whole island is going to take off the week of the Open Championship, and they're already sold out for the Open Championship. If you don't have tickets, it's too late.
It's too late. He took some heat, though, didn't he, from the local press when he said that he wasn't going to host nor play in what we all got used to, the Irish Open hosted by Rory McIlroy and his Rory Foundation. They really kind of attacked him.
Yeah, I thought it was, they laid it on a little too thick. If you think about the bigger picture of how much he's meant to this event, helped bring in the title sponsor that has taken it, now to being one of the Rolex Series events they're playing, for a cool $7 million there this week. And it really improved the tournament venues. With you mentioned Lahinch this year. They had it at Royal County Down a few years back, which I think is the best course I've ever played. Yeah. And it just seems like ever since Rory got involved, it's gotten a better day. Everything about the events got better. The one thing he failed to do was nudge the Scottish Open, which has traditionally been the week before the Open Championship. And it really would have made sense to flip-flop this particular year and just go from Lahinch over to Royal Portrush for the Open Championship, but instead they're going to be in Scotland next week with a little break. And you'll have to go from Ireland to Scotland, back to Ireland, to Northern Ireland if you want to play three in a row. Rory did not want to play three in a row. In his way of thinking, that was too much heading in. He really has gotten into this belief that playing the week before is very important to his success. He didn't play the week before this year's Masters and really regretted it. Mm-hmm. And when he looks back at when he has won major championships, it's usually when he has played the week before. So he wanted to be at the Scottish Open. And, I don't know why 3 weeks is too much golf for him. But, a lot of times that third week for a lot of players is when they peak. But Rory felt like he wanted to have some time off. He's actually saw on Twitter today that he's practicing at Portrush today, and that's a place. It would be something special if one of the Irish boys were to win there. He shot a 61 there, Danielle, when he was just 16 years old. So that is the course record. And I remember I was talking to Maureen Medill, who does radio. Some of you probably have heard her voice before, great commentator, and she made the comment to me. She said, when I heard that he shot 61, I said, did he play 17 and 18?
Well, from your article, the quote is, if there is ever a year when I feel I can miss the Irish Open, it's this year. If I was to play the Irish Open, the Open Championship would be my third event. And for me, that's not the best way to prepare for what could be the biggest event of my life. Playing at Royal Portrush means that much to these Irish boys, of course, because when was it played? 90 years ago at Royal Portrush? Maybe I'm exaggerating there, but it's been a very, very long time.
Yeah, only one time. And he also made the comment. He said, I never thought they'd play the Open Championship in my lifetime in Ireland. And so he has had this... This is circle. This is the big one. We everybody thinks that he wants to win the Masters to complete the Grand Slam, and he pointed out, yeah, I do want to do that, and he wished that he did it already. But what he really wants is to win the Open Championship at Portrush. That I think that would top everything. And I think the biggest challenge for him is going to be the pressure of everybody wanting him to win and his own expectations. Because I think it's a course that does really set up well for him. It is all about driving there. You got to be in the fairway, and I think there's potential for some pretty low scoring, of course, depending on what the weather's like. I happened to play there last year in May, and is the second time I played there. The first time I went, we had to wait for the for the sleet to melt so we could putt on the fifth green. Then last year when I was there, I actually wore shorts and had to put on sunscreen because it was so balmy. So I've seen kind of the best and the worst. And it could be, you know, it could be anything whenever you go for the Open Championship. And that's part of the appeal of that event.
What you said about the pressure, before we take a break and come back and talk some more, Andrew Johnson was talking about how he had, well, they called it mental problems, recently, after all of the accolades and all the expectations and all the fans that he wanted to please, that, you know, he would be in tears if he wasn't playing well. He could not cope with the disappointment that he was to the people who were so enamored with the beef, you know, and all that, it destroyed him. And now he's working with a mental coach and trying to put it together. But I really hadn't thought about that. You know, the people want you. And when you walk up to that team, knowing they're all expecting you to fire this fabulous drive, and you better sink that putt because we are expecting you to do this. And you're like, whoa. Yeah, that's a heavy load to carry. So we're talking with Adam Shupak. He's a U.S. correspondent for the Irish Examiner, Northern California Golf Association editor, and author of Dean Beaman Golf's Driving Force. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futurist to beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking with Adam Shupak, U.S. correspondent for the Irish Examiner. This year, the Irish Open is hosted by Paul McGinley. It's sponsored by Dubai Duty Free, the European Tour and title sponsors, of course, playing it at the greatest links courses. Darren Clark, Patrick Harrington, Graham McDowell, going to be rotating hosting duties. The European Tour Foundation is the charity arm, so kind of restructuring. What is interesting about watching links golf when all these great players are drawn to the Open this year at Portrush is how magnificent the counties that we're looking at, the links golf courses that we're looking at. And you were also talking to me earlier about Royal Portrush. And in your Northern California Golf Association magazine, it's talking about so many different things. But one of them that jumped out at me, because Rory McIlroy resurrected the Irish Open, Royal Port Rush was not the most beautiful place not too long ago until, was her name, Wilma Erskine, the secretary at Royal Port Rush, who brought it into the condition that it is getting ready for the open at Royal Port Rush?
Yeah, this is her 35th year on the job as secretary and the first female secretary of one of these Irish golf courses. She remembers overhearing them say, you know, she won't last 6 months, and she's outlasted everyone who was on that council but didn't think she would make it, and their successors as well. She's done a marvelous job and really is the person that had the vision to bring an Open Championship back there, and it was quite a process because, you know, you go back into the history of what they call the troubles and the fighting between Ireland and Northern Ireland, and it was just unthought of to bring a competition like this during that time period. But things have settled down to some extent. There's still been some ugliness at times, but overall, you know, they were able to host the Irish Open there and had record crowds, and she was really the person that helped convince the RNA that they could host this event again. The only, like you said earlier, only once in the history has it been other than in England or Scotland, and that was, I believe, 1951. So we're talking a really long time ago, back to Royal Port Rush, and the whole town is abuzz about this. And like I said earlier, the tickets sold out for the first time, and they even brought out some more tickets, and those were gone. And I've heard people say that they, you know, never had to ask for tickets before, because you used to just be able to walk up and you could, you know, anybody could get a ticket the day of at the gate, but not this time. And I think it's going to be a really special venue and a great year for this championship. And Wilma is someone that Rory McIlroy, when I asked him, he said, you know, he doesn't call the pro if he wants to play. He just calls Wilma. Wilma's the person. Wilma really runs the place. they call her the boss. And, Graham McDowell, you know, still a little afraid of her, remembers how she would kind of scoot him away when he was, you know, a little kid growing up there. And Darren Clark, very close with her as well. So she has done a magnificent job to bring this golf course to greater prominence, and it really is a special place.
And this town, it's a golf course with a town, kind of like St. Andrews and the town, and La Hinch, the town, I forget the name that's right there at La Hinch. These are golf courses with towns, so you really sense the ancientness of it. Is the town a part of the golf course?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of, talking to Maureen, who's been a member there over 50 years, Maureen Medill, former player on the European Women's Tour and announcer now, she said that the course has kind of grown a bit away from the town. It used to be a little closer, but over the years has moved a little bit away. And, interestingly enough, she's broadcast the Open Championship for many years now with the BBC and Radio 5 Live over there. And I said, so what are you doing in the week of the Open Championship? And she's taking it off. She told her bosses a year ahead of time, I don't want to work. I haven't waited all this time to have to work it. I want to enjoy it. So she's, you know, that gives you me a sense of just how important this event is to the people that she just wants to be out there as a spectator. And she said, I love golf first and foremost. And she's waited a long time to see something like this.
That's magnificent. I don't blame her. I mean, it's her place. Okay, a little bit about the leaders. A lot of people think, of course, Brooks Koepka is going to win at Royal Port Rush. Patrick Harrington took on Tiger Woods for not playing at all before the Open at Port Rush. Tiger can't be serious about winning if he's not competing before that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Harrington to an extent, because I really didn't like the way Tiger prepped for the PGA Championship at Bethpage, and he did not look, you know, prepared. Uh-huh. In that particular situation, he did say that he was sick, and that had something to do with it. I'm not sure why he decided to skip all these events, and he's really been under the radar in terms of, you know, when he was very successful at the Open Championship, he used to go over to Ireland and play a bunch of rounds with Mark O'Meara and some other guys to prep ahead of time. I'm not sure what he plans to do next week. You know, if he's practicing on Lynx Golf. But Lynx Golf it's just such a different game that I think it does help to get into a bit more of a mindset of playing that type of golf. I think it's a bit of a mistake that he's not playing the Scottish I really think he should have played the Scottish more than any of the others. And then you mentioned Brooks Koepka. His caddy grew up right in Port Rush and knows the place like the back of his hand. So Brooks has said he's never played there, but if he just listens to his caddy, I think he's going to be in pretty good shape. And, I just love the way he's playing. He's playing this week right now at the 3M, just made the cut and kind of, more typical Brooks, just kind of playing some mediocre golf at the regular events and then shows up at majors and steps on everybody's necks. So I expect him to be in the hunt. And like I said earlier, maybe I'm contractually obligated to root for the Irish boys, but I think I think this one sets up really well for Rory. And, I think potentially if either Shane Lowry or Graham McDowell were to drive it well, those guys could be a factor as well. And I just think I'm really happy to see Graham McDowell qualify. He wanted this so badly, and it was just the way he did it, holding a 30-foot putt on the final green at the Canadian Open to earn a spot into this event was pretty special because, he's been a big part of growing the game over there, and it grew up at the course there's actually two courses at Port Rush, and he said a lot more on the second course, but that this is home for him, and he said he didn't think he'd be able to stay in the country if he wasn't in the event. So I think it's really special that those guys will be there, and Darren Clark as a former champion. Those guys have their own stool at the Harbor Bar just in town, and I think that'll be one of the central locations to hang out if you happen to be going to this event.
And that's wonderful. And Lee Westwood is playing so well. I mean, it's interesting that he's kind of peaking. And I'm surprised that Tiger Woods didn't look at this statistic when he thought of not playing before. I didn't know that six of the last British Open winners, it didn't occur, teed it up at the Scottish Open the week before. So it seems like a really good idea to play the Scottish before you go play the Open.
Yeah, the guys that haven't, a couple of them have played the John Deere, being Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth when he used to play that event and had some success. But typically even a guy like Phil Mickelson would play the Scottish and then won the following week at Muirfield. It seems to be an important to have that experience of playing some Lynx golf right ahead of time before you play a course like what you're going to see at Royal Port Rush.
Adam Shupak is golf writer, of course, and he is an author. He wrote Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. Excellent book. Working on another book, not ready yet to disclose, but I wanted to play on the title of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. So who is the driving force today?
Wow, that's a good question. I think Tiger Woods is the driving force of golf. I mean, it's incredible what he does just showing up at a tournament. But having been at both the Tour Championship when he won there, and then also at Augusta in April. What he does, him being at the top of the leaderboard or winning an event, it just creates such a buzz, and there's nothing like it. I mean, I was feared for my life at the Tour Championship on that 18th hole when all the fans were storming under the ropes, and that was something else. That's a scene I've never seen anything quite like that, and that's the power of Tiger Woods. I think he's probably the driving force in the game right now, and it's really fun to see him having this bit of a revival and create some excitement around that chase for 18 majors again.
Absolutely. Adam Shupak, you're going to be in the UK, in Ireland for a while. Will you be back on before the summer comes to a close, and we can talk about all those golf courses you're going to go play that you haven't played yet?
Yeah, would love to. Gonna spend an extra week in Ireland after the someone hoists that claret jug, and should be fun to get my swings. And I don't think there's anywhere better that I've taken a trip in my life than playing some golf in Ireland. So looking forward to seeing some new courses, and happy to come on anytime you want.
All right. Well, let's think about the week after the Open, so we can kind of wrap up what happened, talk about everything, and see how Brooks Koepka and his caddy. I love how Koepka says, "Yeah, my caddy's got the plan."
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. Adam Shupak is, of course, the Northern California Golf Association editor, U.S. correspondent for the Irish Examiner. We're going to come back. We're going to discover the world of cakes and wedding cakes and culinary pastries, the kind of things that you just to die for. Okay, there's a video on one of the websites that I was looking at, and she has this cake knife, and it's just sliding this chocolate piece out, and all I wanted to do was have that chocolate cake. We're going to be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, you know what's happening? This is on July, what's the date? The 26th. That's on a Friday. Otherwise, everyone would be there if it were on the weekend. At the Clipper, the Summer Bash 11 is happening with live music. There's a golf sale. There's 100% off the balloon sale. So I think they're giving away free balloons. There's 20% off the golf clubs, 15% off the play cards. There's a demo day. There's a FootJoy shoe sale. Giant pancakes are $1. Wheel of Fortune giveaways, $2 Sam Adams draft and jumbo hot dogs. We're not going to be talking about hot dogs right now. We're going to go straight to one very beautiful young lady, Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen Magazine, editor-in-chief and founder of the magazine, writes in her introduction of Dana Iannelli. I met Dana Iannelli in 2015 when I needed chefs and pastry chefs to assist with a cookbook I was shooting for Rick Dees, titled Rick Dees Top 40 Desserts of All Time. Well, executive chef Rye Waddington of Winged Foot Golf Club recommended Dana, and she flew up from Addison Reserve Country Club in Delray Beach, Florida, to do the shoot. I knew immediately the talent she was, and I needed to work with her again. Of course, Dana Iannelli, executive pastry chef, Addison Reserve Country Club, owner of Dana Bakes. You'll find her at danaiannelli.com. She's with us right now. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dana.
Thank you. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Now, did you hear me talking about the chocolate cake?
Yes. Making me want some chocolate cake, too.
Now, we're trying to figure out, what is the name of that I know it's got a special name, that you slide under the cake and pull it out perfectly? It's got to have a name.
Maybe, serrated? I was starting to think if it was a serrated knife you were talking about, you know, or just like a cake board that you put underneath.
Yeah, it was something that slid underneath the cake. Cara La Rocha Albertini, cake artist and owner in love and food, is joining us as well. Welcome into the clubhouse, Cara.
Thank you, Danielle. It's great to be here. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
I've got them together, and you know what they did together? They had this most amazing experience on the Food Network. The two of them were in a contest, the wedding cake contest, number two. And as contestants, did you guys call each other, you were the cake broads? Is that what your names were together?
Yes, we were.
Yes, that was kind of the Italian theme that took over while we were competing.
The Italian, right, exactly. Annelli, yes, and Albertelli. It was perfect. That's perfect. So I have to ask you, Cara, you know, is it on your website in Love and Food where I saw the cake being pulled out from that beautiful chocolate cake?
I think that was Dana's website.
It
there
is?
Was like that beautiful, that beautiful decadent chocolate cake that she just slid out the perfect slice. I was looking at that last night.
Yes, yes. It was like, give me a slice now. It is decadent. Dana, it's gorgeous. Dana Iannelli is you're welcome. She is executive pastry chef at Addison Reserve Country Club. She owns Dana Bakes, and you can find that. You need to go there and see the video. It's danaiannelli.com, okay? And Dana and Cara were contestants in the Food Network's Wedding Cake Championship Season 2. They partnered up the cake broads. So neither one of you plays golf, but I noticed that something that is, you know, both have worked in the very private, very upscale country club world, and are pastry chefs, executive pastry chefs. Did you meet each other at Westchester? I see that in common.
We both worked at Westchester, but just at different times. Dana worked there before I did, and then after she had left, I started, and I had heard all about her, so I had big shoes to fill. So that's kind of how our relationship started, is we were scared of one another.
That's adorable how you describe that, because, well, we always wonder about women getting into the industry and being pastry chefs or being chefs. You work with the top people in the world. Did you find that they embraced you to come in and work in the industry? Did you have to kind of fight your way in? Why don't you start, Dana?
They embraced me. As not playing golf very often, I literally was on Craigslist, and that's how I found my job at Wingfoot, because they did not believe that it was actually Wingfoot until I got there, and then I realized this whole new world of country clubs that I didn't know existed of that level of prestige. And at that time was when all the country clubs were really changing hands with restaurant-style chefs, really taking the food up a notch, and they definitely just welcomed me right in and wanted to just take the food program to another level for the savory side and the pastry side.
The way you got into, you've journeyed, your career has taken you from Winged Foot to Addison Reserve, and it's marvelous. You even worked for a company that jets people around the world. Did you prepare the food for them as you were? How did that work?
Well, definitely, I think I have to thank, honestly, my education at the Culinary Institute of America. Having that on my resume really helped me, I think, get into Wingfoot. And then once that happened, it I was able to go anywhere from Wingfoot just because of the prestige of the name. And I learned so much from working in a small private club like that, that I was able to go to places like Addison Reserve that have 1,300 members, which is a big club. And just working at these prestigious clubs, you're able to cater to clientele that, you know, jet all over the world, and you realize all the different tastes that they have, and you're working with different levels of their palates and able to create new things and always learn.
Creating new things and always learning. When you went to, was it Addison Reserve, you had to learn a completely new kind of dessert making for the membership at Addison Reserve?
Yes, working at Addison Reserve, the clubs in general are, I find, very different in South Florida than to New York. It's just kind of a different level of prestige, whereas in New York, it seems the clubs are very old world, legendary for their golf, and now for sure for their food. Whereas in South Florida, you can drive 3 miles and pass 3 different golf clubs that all have the same level of prestige with one another. So it's constant competition, and I have the club that I currently work in, we have a very large Jewish clientele, and even though I was in New York for a long time with all those crazy famous Jewish delis, I didn't have much background with making all the classic Jewish pastries such as rugula and hamantaschen and honey cake and all these different things, so I definitely had a big learning curve, but after a little trial and error, the membership now, I'm 6 years in, embraced me and don't want me to leave, so I can't complain.
No, and it's wonderful. When Golf Kitchen Participating Chef Award was presented to you, the pastry chef, Dana Iannelli, you served for the last Golf Kitchen Awards, the Culinary Excellence Awards. You served honey pear with creme fraiche biscuit, pear caramel jelly, milk chocolate mousse, Tupelo honey, and ginger crumbled, paired with the coffee from Pascal Coffee. Just putting that all together.
Sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy. I mean, it sounds delicious, but what I think of is when you decide how to put things together, the ingredients, the pairing of this and that, do you do trial and error? How do you come up with your recipes?
It's definitely been a lot of trial and error, but I was also very thankful to work for Chef Zach Bell. He had been the executive chef at Addison Reserve for the last 6 years, and he's really been a huge mentor to me and allowed me to do a ton of continuing education, where some summers I would go to Restaurant Danielle in New York City, and I would just submerge myself in their kitchen for 2 weeks and just learn anything I could just from even watching and some hands-on activity. So just, and then just traveling. I love to travel, so you always can see different cultures and how they prepare their desserts, and then bring it all back here to the States and play with what I know here, and definitely test out different recipes. And definitely hard to stay super thin for the South Florida beach, but definitely have to try out different things.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because I mean, all these things sound great together. The pear caramel jelly with the milk chocolate mousse and the Tupelo honey with the ginger crumble. You know, it's just amazing. Okay, now, Cara, you, after graduating from L'École Culinaire in St. Louis, you went to New York, apprenticed baker at the renowned Westchester Country Club. But then from there, you also worked at Sunset Hills, Sanibel Island, the Sanctuary Club on Sanibel Island, the Sunset Hills Country Club. What did you like about working in the private country club business?
Well, going off of what Dana said, you know, you're working with a clientele who knows what they want, you know, like most people do, and everyone has the ability to travel all over the world. So again, you get to try out new recipes and, you know, get their feedback, because the membership was always so open and honest with, you know, new techniques that you want to try. And with private clubs, there's a little bit more flexibility in how much I can learn and how many mistakes I can make and how many successes I can have, you know, because there's a little bit more money there, and they want to keep pushing the envelope with their fine dining and their pastries. So I think that was a key factor for me with, you know, taking advantage of as much as I could while I was working in the private clubs, you know, because they're open to that. Whereas some smaller restaurants, it might be a little bit more difficult or a little bit more restraining to try new things because you're working with, you know, such tighter budgets and things of that nature. So
yes,
that was probably my favorite part.
Yes, absolutely. Having the bottom line be able to absorb. I know a lot of small pastry shops that have to give up real butter. They have to give up cooking with real or baking with real cream because it's so expensive,
correct,
right?
Correct. And those are the things, you know, at the end of the day, you're only as good as your ingredients, you know, and starting off with high quality ingredients, it's only going to reflect a high quality product. And that, you know, it's better for your taste buds and it's better for the experience for both the learning and for the consumer. So you're absolutely right with that.
Yeah, and you can tell the difference. I mean, you walk in day and you say, what happened? This used to taste
right,
so good. You know, and it's a shame that, you know, but it just is what it is. You expect to spend $4 for a beautiful pastry, and if they charged us what it would cost, it'd be $6-$7. Now, can the average person afford to pay that much for one pastry? Then people start wondering. But just it's... Yeah, you really can tell. I was in Copenhagen when I was a kid, and we experienced real full-fat milk for the first time. I almost keeled over. It was so intense.
But it's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it most certainly is. It is a beautiful thing. Now, how did you two get together to do the challenge on Food Network, doing the Wedding Cake Championship Season 2. How did you two pair up?
Well, I had gotten in touch with the Food Network, and they had explained to me that they wanted to explore Season 2 of the Wedding Cake Championships. And me having my business here in Naples, Florida, where I specialize in wedding cakes, it was a great fit for me. And then Dana and I have always been learning from each other, you know, and we chat every week about cakes that we're making and pastries that we're doing. So it only seemed fit that we did it together, and it was the ride of our life, I think.
Well, listen, I mean,
it was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster. Yeah. Let me just preface all of this before Dana, you tell us about that roller coaster. Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski were the hosts. So imagine having Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski, you know, the ice skating people, okay? They're hosting.
Yes.
They're hosting this. Now you've got the attitude. You've got the outfits in your mind. Okay, it's Food Network's Wedding Cake Championship, and here comes Cara and Dana, the cake broads. Dana, take it away.
Thanks for that introduction. So yeah, it was definitely a wild ride. You know, we weren't sure what to expect. I think upon arrival, learning that we were going to be outside in a tent baking was craziness enough in itself, because we're used to Florida heat here in our kitchens, but not actually literally being outside baking. So trying to work with fondant and chocolate and ganache and everything in a tent was quite challenging, let alone having 5 hours to do it with a camera in your face. We were in a whole new territory that we were not familiar with, but what really helped Kara and I feel, which kind of set us apart from everyone else, was having our experience in the golf club world, because you're dealing with high-end clients all of the time with pressures and large numbers of buffets or plated dinners or just as easy a la carte night. So you really having all of that experience has helped us work well in the heat and the craziness, and having just an idea of how to get through it all.
I had not even pictured baking under a tent outdoors to be a part of this challenge. Would you like to add anything, Cara?
Well, I just want to piggyback off of, you know, Dana saying that our experience in the country club world and in the golf club world definitely gave us an edge. You know, like we said earlier, we have been blessed to have access to quality ingredients and learning from them and really understanding how much they benefit your end product. And when we were finally shown the big pantry at the Food Network of, you know, okay, your time starts now. Here are your ingredients. Dana and I were able to kind of quickly identify things that maybe other contestants kind of looked past. We knew, okay, this can be a great secret ingredient that can give our cake an edge, you know, because those are things that we were able to recognize, you know, as high quality, something off the beaten path that would be a fun surprise. Yeah, so definitely the golf clubs helped us out in recognizing all the yummy stuff.
The yummy stuff, the most important part, because that's the end product. What a joy it's been talking with the two of you. Is it Kara rather than Kara? I always want to go with Kara.
It's Kara, yes.
Kara, sorry. Kara LaRocca Albertelli, owner and cake artist, and you can find her work in loveandfood.com. Inloveandfood.com, okay? And Dana Iannelli, the executive pastry chef, Addison Reserve Country Club, and owner of Dana Bakes. And you can find Dana Bakes at danaiannelli.com. Dana, when you're working at Addison Reserve and you've got your own business, that's incredible.
Well, definitely, you know, trying to start working more with my own business, but Addison is definitely my number one priority. But the dream one day, even if it's 2 years or 3 years from now, is to full-on do my own Dana Bakes in a bigger scale. So as long as we can even start in baby steps now, It's good.
I have a friend who works in a restaurant at one of our resorts, and at home she's creating these incredible, beautiful wedding cakes that she does at home because that's her dream, to have her small business. In the meantime, of course, she has a real job as she gets her business off the ground. Kara, real pleasure meeting you. Dana, a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us and sharing your experiences. Loved it. Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with the lady who put them all together for me, introduced me to Kara and to Dana, and her name is Diana. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No. Your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow. How can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom.
provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, we'd like you to win Bridgestone E6 Soft golf balls. They're all about distance. According to Bridgestone ball fitting data, this ball is proven to go at least 9 yards longer, 31% straighter than its competitors. And now's your chance to win a box of these E6s. But maybe you'd rather have the E12s. All right. Soft golf balls, all about more distance. A three-piece Serlin-covered ball featuring Bridgestone's gradational compression core, which is soft in the middle for feel and gets progressively firmer for more distance. A completely new ball for Bridgestone. And now, all you have to do is be the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. Okay? So call in now because you could win Bridgestone golf balls. And I will be sending them to you. I accidentally sent someone the Poipu Bay golf instead of the bridge. He's on Oahu and he can't get to Poipu Bay. So we're going to, of course, take care of that. And next week, we'll be able to give you the Poipu Bay experience. And in fact, I just wanted to mention, speaking of Poipu Bay, very important, tea times, okay? At Volcano, where it's a lovely 57 degrees, there's a 9:56 and a 10:32. Makalei has a 10:10. Poipu has a 9 o'clock and a 9:50. So if you'd like to go play Poipu, just know that the guys are going out. The guys? Yes, they're going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kapolei on Oahu is sold out, but you could play Royal Hawaiian Country Club at 9:36 or 10:48. Makaha East has a 8:51 or a 10:15. Wailea, the gold course, has a 9:27. The emerald course, a 9:36. The blue course, they have openings. I just don't have those tee times. And the blue course is a really cool course to play. Maui Nui has a 10:20 and an 11:08. And I certainly hope that David Havens will be my guest next weekend, because at Maui Nui, there's a big event happening real soon. I don't have all the details in front of me. And I know that's going to be great because David Havens does Spare for Change. And he provides people who are just getting into the game with those things called golf clubs that are so expensive. And you don't know whether you want to play this game. He fits them and you walk away with a free club, new grip, all fit for you. You can go out, hit balls, have fun, and decide, you know what? I really want to do this. This is worth my time. Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen CEO and founder, the Golf Kitchen and Glen Arbor getting together. The culinary teams are gathering, and it will be the Culinary Excellence Awards at Glen Arbor. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle, and great interview with Dana.
Oh,
that was just fantastic. I loved it.
I'm glad, and I'm so glad that you introduced me to Dana. So much fun. And I had no idea that she and Kara had gone on and done that show on Food Network. I thought that was so much fun, and having to cook under a tent. And all they talked about was how the ingredients, they knew the ingredients, the expensive ingredients, because working in the private country club world, there is the resources to be able to get the best ingredients. And the reason I bring this up first is because I see on your list of people who are going to be getting an awards, we don't know who, an award, is the Golf Kitchen Purveyor of the Year Award. And Diana, this is brand new. Tell us about it.
Well, we decided to have a Purveyor Award because I've been traveling around and I talk to chefs, as you know, all the time. And one of the problems that clubs face is getting and sourcing excellent products. You know, and there's a lot of farmers out there that grow their produce with their heart and soul, and they have to compete with the big companies that, you know, mass produce, which is not always the best for you. And we want to encourage farmers and purveyors, whether it could be wines, it could be a farmer, it could be cheese, you know, any kinds of products, olive oil, but they must meet the culinary excellence of the standards of the private club industry.
Wonderful. And one person, of course, you've introduced me to that comes to mind is Chef's Garden. Chef's Garden, creating those wonderful vegetables in perfect environment and such a history. His family of almost being kind of like pushed out by the big growers and finding a way to create a market for the delicious produce that they create.
And he's certainly been very successful. It wasn't easy for him. It was a really long road. He had a lot of support, thankfully, from a lot of amazing chefs. And now, you know, he's pretty much, I mean, he's a superstar.
He's a superstar, exactly. You can follow him at Chef's Garden, by the way, on Twitter, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. He's on Facebook, too, Chef's Garden. Diana DeLucia, this is fantastic. On August 19th, Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards at Glen Arbor Golf Club in Bedford Hills, New York. I mean, Glen Arbor, that's magnificent. Tell us about how this came to be.
Well, I had a phone conversation. I was looking for a more permanent home for the Culinary Excellence Awards to grow it into the future. And I had a phone call with Mr. Gregory at Glen Arbor, and he loved the idea. So here we are. And, you know, we're about 7 weeks away.
7 weeks. I know. You must be working. So many of the chefs coming by invitation only and cooking at this event. Excited to see Jose Carley, downtown Bouguereau, Puerto Rico, coming over. Doug Blair, I've had the pleasure of meeting, executive chef at Cacique at Kiawah Island Club in South Carolina. Tell us who else is going to be there.
We have a couple of new chefs. We have Chef Tim Drill of West Hampton Country Club in the Hamptons. And also really excited to introduce Scott Hagel of Royal Ponciana in Naples, Florida. He is an outstanding chef. He came to Royal Ponciana from Augusta National, and he is the most humble chef you can imagine, but the most talented. And he has an amazing kitchen that they just finished building, $10 million plus.
What?
Dollars. It's the dream kitchen. The dream kitchen for every chef you can possibly imagine. I got lost in there. I mean, the sous chef has his own kitchen. Every restaurant chef in there basically has their own kitchen and their own lineup team. It's just
amazing.
Pastry has its own kitchen and two kitchens, in fact. It's just an incredible kitchen. Chefs, if you get a chance, you've got to go down there and check out that kitchen.
You say Scott Hagel, Director of Culinary Operations at Royal Ponciana Golf Club in Naples, came from Augusta National.
That's right. Yes, he was there for 5 years to help them with the, you know, to bring up to speed the, you know, the food for the tournament. And from what I'm told, he's done a spectacular job.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're at Augusta National for 5 years, they must have been very happy with what you were doing. That's fantastic. And to be able to bring these chefs together and industry leaders is this, I know the first event, your first Culinary Excellence Awards, you could buy tickets. Is this by invitation only? I know for the chefs it is. Is this a closed event?
It is a closed event. It's an invitation only event, and very small in number, but very, very fine food and very fine wine. And we may even have the low pro champ there, Rob LeBrit, teaching a few pointers during the cocktail hour.
Oh,
it's going to be a great night.
Oh yes, and what you were saying is he's the 2019 PGA Championship. So there were three PGAs who made it into the final rounds two, Saturday and Sunday, of the PGA Championship, the major. And Rob LeBrits, the low pro, he is there. So he's going to give pointers. I guess the ceilings are high, huh?
Hey, I think it's a crutch.
It better be. So for a four-course menu showcasing, of course, progressive American club cuisine. Can you tell me, what is progressive American club cuisine?
Well, a progressive, the four-course menu, and what Chef Ruggiero has he's informed all the chefs to create an American-themed meal from the region that they are in.
Ah.
So, yes. And then it will be progressive. So we'll start off with, we're having like a cocktail party first.
Yes.
Which will be outside on the patio at Glen Arbor, which is absolutely stunning with beautiful views. And we're going to have wines and we're going to have cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres will be made by Michael Ruggiero of Glen Arbor and Doug Blair. And there'll be pass arounds, and then there'll be the four-course sit-down menu created by Scott Hagel and Jose Carle and Tim Trill. And then I do believe Glen Arbor's pastry chef is Marcela Hernandez, I think her name is. She will be doing the pastries, and there'll be lots of other things going on. And I'm really excited. And I'm nervous.
Well, of course you're nervous because you're putting it all together. And ultimately, it's Golf Kitchen's Culinary Excellence Awards. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Took care of the FCC there. Categories: Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Private Golf Club or Country Club, Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Golf Resort, Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Executive Chef at a Private Golf or Country Club, Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Executive Chef at a Golf Resort, Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Pastry Chef at a Private Golf or Country Club, Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Pastry Chef at a Golf Resort, Golf Kitchen Encouragement Award for a Rising Star, Golf Kitchen Visionary Leader in Club Management Award for a Private Golf or Country Club, and Golf Kitchen Visionary Leader in Club Management Award for Golf Resort. I think it's so cool that you're adding, in addition to the private country clubs, knowing how much work the resort chefs do and having a category for them.
Yeah, I agree. We had discussed it with a lot of chefs, and it is a category in its own right. I mean, it's very different being in a private club than it is to being in like a resort like Punta Mita or somewhere like that. So, you know, it's a very different operation altogether, but nonetheless requires a lot of skill and talent.
Exactly. We were just, you know, with Kara and Dana talking about how, on the one hand, you know, when you have unlimited resources, you can do voila, and if you have, you know, a budget that you have to maintain to keep the prices at a resort level, then you have to do voila. So, you know, there are challenges on both sides, because you've got to keep the membership of the private club very happy. On the other hand, you have to keep the owners of the resorts very happy, too. It's a balancing act. There's also going to be a silent auction, Grandstand Sports. Tell us about the auction and who it benefits.
This year, I'm very, very, very happy to say and announce, finally, my dream is coming true. It's getting there. We are launching the first scholarship at the International Culinary Center in New York City for a young chef or a young sous chef to it's a diploma in culinary education at the International Culinary Center. And this will be our first award. And this chef will do, I think it's a four-month intensive at this school, and then 200 hours, and it must be in a private golf or country club. And it will be our first ever scholarship. So I'm excited about that. So hopefully we raise enough to put somebody through school in the industry. It's exciting.
That is. So this is a silent auction, and Grandstand Sports, they're going to have a jewelry bar, exclusive vacation packages, benefiting the first Golf Kitchen Scholarship Award presented to an up-and-coming club employee, showing great promise, of course, and the awardee will complete the Professional Culinary Arts Diploma Program at the International Culinary Center in New York, including a 200-hour externship at a private golf or country club in 2020. That's fantastic. Congratulations, Diana. I'm really, really happy for you. You've done a really great job.
Thank you, Danielle. I couldn't have said any of that better than you did. You've been so supportive, and I can't thank you enough, and I'm looking forward to seeing you hopefully in August.
In August, we're gonna party. This is going to be so much fun. I'm so looking forward to seeing Glen Arbor and just experiencing everything there. It's going to be quite the treat. Is there anything I've left? Oh, what I did want to mention is your magazine. In case you're waiting for your subscription, because I've given several away to my close friends and family, people who love the culinary industry. Diana DeLucia is creating, her magazine is now a biannual magazine, and it's a collector's edition every 6 months. Tell us, you made a change.
I did. I think it's the best thing, best decision I made. It was a lot of stress to put quarterlies together. But I also wanted to do something more special with the magazine and in creating. You know, I just wasn't happy with the way it was going. I want it to be really special, beautiful paper, much thicker, bigger, more recipes, more stories. I've been getting some feedback from chefs now, what they want to see, what they'd love to have happen with the magazine. And the first one, it looks very different to the regular Golf Kitchen magazine. It's real splashy, it's bright, colorful. Mm-hmm. We have Chef Anthony Dole from the Royal Melbourne Golf Club. He's on the cover holding the President's Cup, and I'm excited to run that story.
Right on. That's where we're going to see President's Cup. Team Captain Tiger Woods at Royal Melbourne. I can't wait for the event. And I thank you, Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen CEO and founder, for being on the show today and sharing all of this with us. Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and our next guest has become an author, and I really like his books. You're going to find out why. His name is Keith Hirschland. He's also, by the way, he grew up in television. He was a golf live, whenever there was a tournament producer, so he's in the truck calling for cameras, getting it shot right, getting it all together. It's a busy world. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
If you've ever wondered what the answer to that question is, just put a ball where it was, because that's not your fault. Harmon Lee, congratulations of Mililani. You have won the Bridgestone golf balls, and we'll be in touch with you and ask you which ones you want. Okay. Keith Hirschlin, live golf, live tournament golf TV producer. He started off with Golf Channel. Actually, when Golf Channel was starting off, he was directing. Author, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, Big Flies, and The Flower Girl Murder. They're all available at Amazon. Welcome into the clubhouse, Keith.
Hi, Danielle. How are you? It's always great to be with you. And I'm really honored to be part of this great lineup. I've been listening to the show, and I'm hungry because it's lunchtime here in Colorado. But I always enjoy listening to Adam. I've been a fan of his, and we've known each other for a while. And I would encourage your golf fan listeners to pick up his book on Dean Beaman, because it's very informative and enlightening about the man and the early days of the PGA Tour. So he did a really nice job, and I'm really excited to hear that he's embarking on another book.
Yes, yes, yes. He says he's very busy, and he's trying to get it. I mean, I've been waiting to be able to say, and the book title is Cover Me, Boys, I'm Going In. One Best in Memoirs 2017. That is so fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. That was quite an honor. And, we had some great news with Cover Me Boys. As you know, we've talked on a couple of different occasions. And the book, we self-published the book in 2013, in the fall of 2013. And just last year, out of the blue, I got a call from a nice gentleman who works at a traditional publishing house called Beacon Publishing, and he said they ran across my book. They ran across Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, and they would like to sign me to a contract and re-release the book. So they did that in February of this year. So I am currently in the stable of Beacon Publishing Group, and thanks to Bobby Collins and all the great folks there. And so you can, it's under their umbrella now, Cover Me Boys is, and my fourth book, which we just finished, called Murphy, Murphy and the Case of Serious Crisis, is in their capable hands right now. So eventually, as Adam would say, at least I have a title, but a release. We don't have a release date just yet for Murphy, Murphy, but I'm thrilled and honored, and it was a great surprise. To have the folks at Beacon contact me and say they'd like to sign me up.
And pick you up as an author. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
See,
right?
Okay, let me give Big Flies is, yeah, as one person put, a great, well-crafted story, an easy read with compelling characters that spark your imagination, highly recommended, complex and entertaining. Love this thoroughly entertaining mystery. And then
my wife, that was a great review from my wife.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. She writes so well, doesn't she? Nice, short little, grabby things.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
The Flower Girl Murder is a wonderful, now this is funny, I love this juxtaposition, a wonderful crime mystery with fun twists. I recommend his books to readers who enjoy a well-written mystery with the twists and the turns. I couldn't put it down. Now, if your wife wrote, I agree, and your books are really, were you surprised at how well it comes out of you?
I think initially, yes, I think back on it, though, and some friends, we were kind of chatting one day, and one of my friends just basically mentioned to me, he said, you realize that you have been writing, for more than 40 years. I mean, when you were, when you first broke into the television business, I majored in journalism in college, but had a minor in creative writing. When I broke into the broadcast business, I was writing scripts. When I went and worked for ESPN, I was writing bumpers and features and teases. And when I went to the Golf Channel, I did the same thing. And, and so I thought about it, and I thought, I guess, you're right. I guess I've kind of been writing my whole life, but, writing a 30-second Annika Sorenstam is the greatest player who ever lived tease to bring, to bring the show onto the air during an LPGA event is completely different than writing a 300-page novel. So yes, I guess the short answer to your question is yes. I'm always surprised when the words come flowing out and they turn into something that other people like to read.
And it's wonderful. And your characters are fleshed out and the stories are, it is, it's fun. I wanted to finish it. You know, I mean, I need more time. Hey, leave me alone, everybody. I want to do this. So in the world of golf, you know, in the world of golf, you came out of retirement. You were called out for the PGA Championship to get to work.
Yeah, how about that?
It's wonderful.
How about that? Yeah, it was a lot of fun, you know, and I will thank the powers that be in the world of golf for that opportunity, because had there never been a schedule change that moved the PGA Championship to May, I wouldn't have gotten that opportunity, because Turner, TNT, which broadcasts, you know, the early round coverage in the first couple of days of the PGA Championship, now suddenly found themselves in a dilemma because Ernie Johnson, who does their golf, was busy with the NBA playoffs. Because in the past, the PGA Championship was in August. There were no conflicts with any other sporting event that was on TNT, especially the NBA. And so my dear friend and the gentleman with whom I had the great honor and pleasure to work, Brian Anderson, got the call to anchor TNT's coverage of the PGA Championship. And he called me up and said, let's get the band back together. Why don't you come to Bethpage with me and be my stats guy? So I sat in the booth next to Brian and handed him little tidbits about each player. I wasn't in the truck. Lance capably handled all of those duties, as he always does at the PGA Championship, Lance Barrow. And I got to sit in the announce booth with Brian and Trevor Immelman and Billy Kratzert and be the stats person. So it was a ton of fun.
Yeah, I bet. I love the way you wrote this. Sometimes the best way to appreciate the things is to be without them for a while. This is an anonymous quote, but I just want you guys to hear this again. Sometimes the best way to appreciate the things is to be without them for a while. So when you're in the middle of work and you're going, you know, I really want a vacation. I can't stand these people anymore. I can't hate what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden you're not. And there's this void. And it comes to you that, wow, I really was having fun there, wasn't I?
Right, and it's true, and that quote really it really struck a chord in me. And that's not to say, don't get me wrong, that's not to say I want to get back on the road and get on airplanes 35 weeks a year and go from city to city and live out of a suitcase and go to the bathroom in a plastic box every day. But having the opportunity once in a while to go back and get together again with dear friends and colleagues and be a part of that and feel that energy, and you wake up in the morning, and I honestly woke up every morning during that PGA Championship a little nervous because I wanted to do a good job. And there is no better feeling for me anyway. There is no better feeling in the world than that kind of, you know, game day, you know, here we go. It's a team effort. And, you know, the team is only as good as its weakest link. And I didn't want to be the weakest link. So it was a ton of fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much.
Well said. You know, when that light goes on, right? You know, all of a sudden, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You're on now.
Yep.
Pass that sheet over to me. I need information. Quick. Come on, Keith. Something that also came up when you wrote about the experience is that how sometimes we don't stay in touch with people and stuff happens. And then when you reconnect, you realize that you should have been reaching out to these people that you've walked away from. You were, of course, you had relationships.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. You know, I mean, and go ahead.
When you talked about, I recently reconnected with another old friend, a man for whom I have great affection, appreciation. You know, you guys were together. I understood this to mean that you worked together at Golf Channel.
Yeah, Mike Whalen, who actually hired me at Golf Channel. So I will forever be in his debt because he changed my life. He was the executive producer, vice president and executive producer of production for Golf Channel in the very beginning. He was the genius behind, the production end of Golf Channel. He came up with all the show ideas. He designed the graphics. He hired the people, all the studio personnel, all the people that brought that dream of Joe Gibbs and Arnold Palmer to life. And he, you know, when he left the channel, he left the channel a handful of years before I did. And, you know, I have never, my friends will tell you this, that I've never been a great communicator. You know, the people, when my folks lived on Maui, they used to volunteer for all the ESPN golf tournaments when I was working, before I started working for ESPN, and then afterward, the guys on the crew would come back, and we'd be doing an event in Des Moines, Iowa, and a cameraman would come up to me and say, call your mom. I just saw your mom on Maui, and you need to call her, because you haven't talked to her. And, you know, so I've always been bad at that. But so Mike left the channel in 2009. I continued to work there, and we lost touch. And, you know, we had recently, through a number of various reasons, reconnected, and I found out that he had gone through a number of very serious struggles in his life. And, you know, it just made me think, you know, on a personal level, I have to be better at reaching out and, you know, just saying hello. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just a, hey, how you doing? You know, I don't want to barge back into your life, but I want you to know I'm thinking about you, especially with the people who have made such a profound difference in our lives.
Yes, and that's, I think, a message that everybody needs to hear. We're going to come back after a quick break. I want to talk with you about Phil Mickelson and Michelle Wee right
okay.
after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors and Gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Keith Hirschland, author of Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, Big Flies, The Flower Girl Murder, and coming up, Murphy. He was, of course, a producer, live golf, TV producer during tournaments, very intense. And he got back with the PGA Championship, a stats guy, sitting in the booth, taking care of somebody, making sure they've got the latest information. But how about hearing about Michelle Wee and deciding to take off the rest of the year and just healing? What were your thoughts, Keith?
Oh, boy, that I was trying to think of the best word to describe the range of emotions I felt. And I guess hope is one of them, and I think a little bit of sadness is mixed in there. What a talent. And, you know, I mean, you've had a front row seat longer than we had. I think we first met Michelle, it was either in 2002 or 2003. It was an LPGA event at Waikoloa, and she was playing in the Pro-Am. And we interviewed her because she was such, we had heard about her then. And, you know, she told a funny story with her, you know, mouth full of braces about how Ernie Els had nicknamed her the Big Wheezy because he's the Big Easy. And she giggled at that and laughed. And we saw her again in 2003 as a 13-year-old when we were broadcasting the ShopRite LPGA Classic in Atlantic City. And she was amazing. Her coach, Gary Gilchrist, was there, and he gave us the rundown on her swing and how she was doing and how great she was. I remember we televised the Boise Nationwide Tour event where she played against the men and missed the cut. She played, as you know, in the 2004 Sony Open in Hawaii as a 14-year-old and shot, I think, 68 on Friday and missed the cut by one. You know, she beat like 50 players, mm-hmm. beat or tied 50 PGA Tour players that weekend, almost made the cut, and then came a year later as a 15-year-old and finished second to Annika Sorenstam in the 2005 LPGA McDonald's LPGA Championship. She was just, you couldn't take your eyes off her on the golf course. She was such an incredible, amazing talent. And I think about how lucky I have been in my career, in my golf broadcasting career. When I broke in with ESPN, there were still, I was working skins games with Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Gary Player and Fred Couples and Phil Mickelson. And then, we go to the Golf Channel and Tiger turns pro in 1996. We're there for his second win in 1996 as, a fledgling all golf network. And the next year, that year in 2005, Annika wins for the first time on the LPGA Tour and goes on to win 71 more times in her amazing career. We saw Michelle Wee, blossom. And we were so happy for her when she won the U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst and thought, here we go. This is going to be the start of what turns into, what everybody knew was going to be this Hall of Fame career, because this person had so much talent. She was so sweet. Her parents, BJ and Bo, were always so kind to us and so nice. I hope it's not the end for her, but if it is, I hope she walks away and she feels like she's fulfilled. But the golf fan in me hopes she takes all the time off she needs and then comes back 100% healthy.
Yes. I have to wrap the show. Keith, that's perfectly put. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
It was my pleasure as always, Daniel. You have a great day.
You too. Keith Hirschland, live golf TV producer and author. You got to check him out. Thank you to Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts, for protecting your ride. You got to go see Detail Boulevard on Baritania, left side, two doors from Ke'eaumoku. Futura Stone, master craftsman turning your product, your building, your warehouse into artwork. And of course, Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, your business. It's Rainer Doors. Remember, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom will increase the value of your home. Call Rainer Doors. The number is 676-3667. Oahu Extraction, when it floods or worse, sewer pipes break, you got to call Oahu Extraction on site in 90 minutes. 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. Creative Plumbing, doesn't matter how big or small the project is, you got to call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.